Welcome to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, I'll help you learn more about the power of manifesting. The more you listen, the more you'll learn. Thanks for joining me today. On the second Monday of each month, I go live with Jillian Harris, and we dive even deeper into the power of manifesting. Other guests may join our show from time to time, and the live shows are always open to callers. Today we're talking about the manifest rules, but not just a list of rules. I'm breaking them down. However, I can sum them up for you in one sentence. You must speak into existence what you want by using positive present tense language, and you must believe that what you want is already yours because you deserve it. If you follow this statement with gratitude and action, nothing can stop you from having everything you want. Now, today, I'm talking about the difference between manifesting and simply wishing for something. We manifest by speaking with positivity, knowing that by asking, we are opening ourselves up to receive. When we wish, we're hoping, but not expecting. Just like a child who loses a tooth and puts it under the pillow, hoping the tooth fairy will replace the tooth with money. When we wish instead of manifest, we take an attitude of, if it happens, it happens. But if I don't expect it to happen, then I can't be disappointed. It's true that expectations can lead to disappointment. It's also true that you must believe to receive and that you deserve to receive the life of your dreams. Manifesting takes your dreams from the maybe world of dreams into the world of reality. How does this happen? Your thoughts become things. Whatever you think about creates energy that attracts the very thing that occupies your thoughts. It is a scientific fact. All you have to do is stop wishing for things to happen and make them happen through manifesting. Here's a breakdown of how to make your dreams come true. You speak your dreams into existence. If you don't speak, write, and add action to your dreams, they're just going to be dreams and wishes. You must believe in yourself. Believe that what you want is already yours. It's on its way to you right now. Know that you deserve to have the life you desire, and that means the things that you want too. You must know your own skill set and determine if you have all the tools necessary to achieve your dream. If you need more tools, you can go to school, take a class, find a mentor, recruit help. Maintain an attitude of gratitude. If you're not grateful for what you already have, don't expect to receive something different. Know the difference between manifesting and wishing for something. We manifest by speaking with positivity, knowing that by asking, we are opening ourselves up to receive. Understand that anything worth having is worth working for. This includes your dreams. The universe does expect a little from us. You'll have to determine what that work involves. Sometimes it's just looking up something on YouTube. It's writing your plan. It's writing it on a list of paper. Writing a list on a piece of paper. Absolutely. Positivity. Positively, you must put action to your words. Some of the ways to put action to your words is by researching. Find out what you need to achieve your dream. Another way to put action on your words is to create a plan. This can be a business plan, a vision board, or just an outline on a piece of paper. But you need a plan for the work involved in manifesting your dream. I actually know someone who kept talking and talking and talking about doing something. And the minute that I said, well, write up an idea for me, write up an outline, give me a presentation, draw me a picture. It was like looking at deer in the headlights. And I realized then that person only wanted to dream about it and talk about it. Prepare yourself for the reality because you know what? It's coming, whether you want it or not, whether you're ready or not. If you ask for it, it's coming. Be sure it's what you want. Sometimes you can do something as silly as pretending to be a tree in the wind with your leaves blowing, or do the little bounce your head, shrug your shoulders, snap your fingers, blink your eyes, just to tell the universe that you are serious about achieving your dream. Your actions, words, desire, and belief will take your dreams from someday to reality. Be prepared to change along with your dream, because dreams have the power to change us if we allow them to. Don't be afraid to grow. Don't be afraid to evolve. Be afraid to not do anything. Now, don't be afraid to follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio and check out all our shows. Remember, you can come back to this anytime you want a refresher. You can also read these lessons on Be Unique's extra blog. That's BUNEKE.org. If you want help on your manifest journey or want to suggest a topic for discussion, email me at ManifestMondayShow@gmail.com. Stay positive and keep working on that attitude of gratitude. I'll see you soon. Bye.